Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just, that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
He once did it on a woman's bicycle.
Yeah, you're kind of losing me with the numbers a little bit.
So once you go ghost, you never go back.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that right?
It is, yes.
So it's a raccoon running loose. What were in you? The store.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday at noon 30. Dale, that means it's time for Kiefer Madness.
Words to live by. Once you go ghost, you won't go back.
Never. You never do. Well, it is election day.
It's been my
day.
Experience.
Dale, so make sure this is a very topical madness. You want to go out and vote today so you can complain about things on Facebook tomorrow. That's really the name of the game. I'm not going to be the 1 millionth person to tell you to vote. Just really do whatever you want. But today is a day where you can vote.
Thank you, Rich.
If that's what you're into doing.
Okay.
And Dale, one of
so
the...
So that is topical. Now I get where you're going.
Very topical. Today is the day.
People
on their lunch break might be making their way over to the voting booths right now. There was a woman in Indiana who does not like the way some of these political ads are going.
Well,
I don't know if
some of
noticed.
Them can be a little nasty.
They really can be. They're kind of, they're really
when both
negative.
NBC and Fox pull an ad off because they think it's...
Yeah, a little too much.
A little too much.
So she decided to take matters into her own hands.
As Indiana candidates welcome big names to help them in the home stretch, one Indiana woman is hoping they rely less on negative ads. So much so, she took out an ad herself.
Oh, yeah. How do you combat bad ads?
You take
with
out your
own,
ad.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm sure we've got an account exec who'd like to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Sure. We'd air that right now.
Two positives don't always make a negative, though, right?
We'll see.
Well, I don't know.
Or two negatives don't make a positive?
Whatever.
Two positives make a negative?
Quick,
what?
Hit the horn.
Yeah, we can decide.
Linda Messmer considers herself an informed voter. But she says the Indiana Senate race in particular has been bothering her.
Yeah, the Indiana Senate race is known
It's pretty hot.
A lot of low blows there.
Is that the one Dale was talking about a week ago when the guy was like punching each other?
Oh, no, the guy wanted to, I'd want to stomp on your face with golf spikes
that
or something.
Aggressive. Hey, you got to pick up the intensity.
She says she was turning the TV and radio off when she heard the candidates' names, but realized that wasn't enough.
No,
because it just haunts her
After
dreams.
After a while, I mean, you want to be able to listen to the radio.
It's not enough. It just sort of seeps in. Right. You're like, I gotta listen to Dale and Keith, and
if they're done yelling at each other,
right,
and then, you know,
still,
we'll get to the bad ads.
Still fired up.
That's when she decided to take out an ad and on the radio, criticizing politicians and telling them to quote, stop it.
Stop it.
That's sort of her main message here is stop it. We'll hear from that in just a second. But that's really why she put the ad together.
Criticizing politicians and telling them to quote, stop it when it comes to negative ad campaigns, as Messmer sees these ads as a poor message to send out to young voters.
It really is always about the kids, isn't it?
Well, if they're kids, they can't vote anyway.
Young voters,
okay.
I guess. So they're like 18.
Well, so not kids so much.
You're 19.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
Still, yep. they don't need to hear the negativity. So here's some from Linda.
It's going to show kids, young voters.
I was going to say, again, kids, Dale,
she's
you're
sort
right.
of dancing kids, around this, yeah.
And what I mean is, you know, high school seniors, actually not even all seniors, probably like only some.
A portion of your senior class, probably 18.
So college kids is what we're dealing with here.
And I'm sure they're the ones out there voting.
And they not only are they voting, but they hate negativity.
And they're just firing natty lights up at the passing duck boats.
Yeah,
and,
right.
It's going to show kids, young voters. It's going to show a whole generation of people, boy, this is how you get what you want.
Positivity. That's how you get what you want.
Not in my experience.
No, that's actually maybe the other
hasn't
way.
It worked for me that way. But
it seems to be the other
isn't
way.
Isn't she right about that, though? Negativity usually gets you what you want. Earlier, we're talking about tips. Like, if I complain about service somewhere, I'm probably going to get that for free.
Is that true?
It's all about the power of positivity, Rossi. Come on.
You don't have to tell me that, but I think when you complain, you usually end up getting what you
Rossi
ask for.
And Scheim are about to roll around.
They're going to fight. They're going to fight each other.
They're
going to fight each other.
I said be positive!
It's going to show a whole generation of people. Boy, this is how you get what you want.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
Okay, lady. It's a different lady.
Are you sure?
I think
pretty similar.
It might be the same lady.
You don't respect anybody. You throw mud, talk about them, lie about them. You can do anything you want. It's anything you want.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I suppose that's true.
The library blocked my password. Now tell me, does that make any sense
what
to
the
you?
Hell is going
no,
on
it does here. Not make a ton of sense to me. Sorry.
That's Chris Olson, the dean of Indiana State's College of Arts and Sciences, says voters should keep in mind other groups often purchase ads that are not endorsed by the candidate.
Hmm.
Olson says if you don't hear that message approval at the end, the candidate could be unaware of the ad altogether.
Oh, there you go. Hey, I had nothing to do with that. Oh, that ad that completely attacks my competition.
I heard that last night, actually.
To do with
I
that.
Actually heard that last night, but it's beside the point.
It's not a great defense, necessarily. So you want to hear Linda's ad, well, don't you? We all want to hear Linda's ad. See if this will put you in the... So she's not really picking a side here. She's just not wild about how these guys are going after it in the Indiana Senate.
I'm Linda Messmer. I'm not a politician. I'm not running for any office. I'm a proud American citizen, and I voted in every election since I've been old enough to vote. I try to be an informed voter by reading about and listening to the candidates. I am sick and tired of being bombarded with all the negative, hateful, mean-spirited ads. To all the candidates who are running these kinds of ads, I say, stop it. I'm Linda Messmer, and I approve this message.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
Shut up, Linda.
We're discussing the rezoning on 53rd for...
Well, I live on 63rd.
Okay.
So did she take up a lengthy run on this ad? Did she...
Oh, that's a good question.
Was this a one and done?
Well, she just made this for Facebook. I mean, sorry, you got me confused. For Facebook. YouTube. She made this for YouTube to be...
Oh, YouTube's very popular, Dale.
Well, to all the candidates who are running these kinds of ads, I say, stop it.
Stop it.
I'm Linda Messmer, and I approve this message.
Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
That is her.
It might be her. Well, I don't like Facebook.
These kinds of ads, I say, stop it.
You know what? I think Linda's got a little cottage industry going.
I think she's
trying to get her name out there, trying to make a little name for herself.
I think she's got some good stuff going on.
Really? Pam, we're discussing the rezoning for the Portillo's. Do you have any comments on that?
For what?
Huh? Oh, Linda. Linda. Good idea, though. More positive ads is what she was looking for. Who knows who she voted for or if she voted. No, we don't even know.
I think she did the opposite. I think you guys are taking this the wrong way. You're saying all this positive. There's nothing positive in this.
Stop it.
She's telling them to stop being negative.
I think I'm with Rossi here. I don't think this is positive at all. I know she's being kind of mean.
Yeah, she kind of...
Stop it.
That was firm.
Sort of that's sounds demanding. Like when my mom would be mad at me when I was a kid.
That was very firm.
Dale Everett. Yeah, that's it.
That's when you know you're in
you
trouble.
You got issues
that's,
at that
that's
point.
That's when you're having a hard time.
Yeah.
The library blocked my password.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how that happens. Sorry.
I'm just going to suggest that we have just taken the number of people who actually heard her ad and multiplied it by about 1,000.
Stop it.
Okay. We can do that. 617-779-7937. Right back to the calls with you guys. Whole bunch of people all lined up to tell Keefe he's a genius.
Yeah, let's hear from all of them.
And they're
all of them.
And they're all coming up next. Sports Radio, WEEI.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
We're discussing the rezoning on 53rd for...
Well, I live on 63rd.
You don't respect anybody. You throw mud, talk about them.
I am sick and tired of being bombarded with all the negative, hateful, mean-spirited ads. Stop it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.